We are all called to defend our faith, but what does that mean to put on the armor of God? Well, men in the area are invited to find out at the 6th Annual Holy League Catholic Men's Conference. It is coming up on November 6th at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Salem. It is a full day of inspiring talks that will motivate husbands, fathers, and sons to be the godly men they are called to be. And joining me this morning is one of those speakers, Dr. Dan Schneider. Dan, thank you so much for joining the Morning Blend today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Dan, tell our listeners about it, because you have raised children, you have, you know, lived a life of in war with in service, and also a life strong in faith. Tell our listeners a little bit about your background and how you keep this zeal for your faith going strong.
Yeah, no, I think I grew up in middle-class America in the Midwest in Ohio, and I from a blue-collar family. I went to University of Notre Dame for my undergraduate, went through the military to ROTC, and went right out of there to several training, airborne training, air assault training, and then finally flight school. And I was a Cobra helicopter pilot, attack helicopter pilot in the cavalry, and flew in Desert Storm. And so a lot of what I talk about kind of centers around combat. It makes sense to me. Spiritual warfare makes sense to me coming out of the military. So my work in the apostle is working with cases of you know, levels of affliction, oppression, possession, that sort of thing, and consulting on those as well. I also do work in academia, academic work and teaching at the collegiate and the graduate level as well. So I try to live my faith the best I can, no matter what I do, no matter where I'm at. Try to be that example. And to learn and work in the apostolate the very best I can according to what God has called me to do.
Men in the area will be excited to attend your lectures coming up at this year's 6th Annual Holy League Catholic Men's Conference. Dan, as you said a moment ago, U.S. Army helicopter pilot, Iraq War veteran, you know what it means to gear up. But I think men today, well, they face a different kind of battle. And that is a spiritual one. Can you share with our listeners and hopefully the men who will be attending about what that means to put on the armor of God?
Yeah, I think one of the things that men need to understand is that there are rules of engagement in any spiritual combat. In any sorts of combat, there's rules of engagement. And how do we learn those rules? And once you learn those rules, the battle becomes much easier. And one of those is for men to understand the spiritual authority instead of household. They need to understand what that means. They need to understand the effect that it is in the spiritual realm. They need to understand the importance of holiness, the importance of maintaining a state of grace. How do you remove the obstacles to grace in your life? How do you get more of God? How do you get more power? This is like the plus P rounds to give you more kicking, more punch to your prayers is the holiness and the merit of the one who petitions. And finally, learning how to pray specifically. Success in any combat is built around accuracy. You must be specific in your prayers. And so learning how to pray more specifically and asking how do you pray is very, very critical to battlefield success for men.
Well, Dan, as you're talking, we hear about that kind of getting ready for spiritual battle, how to prepare yourselves, how to be men who are holy. And also you firmly believe that Our Lady is vital to that. What role does Our Blessed Mother have in preparing all of us for, you know, spiritual attack?
To live the spiritual life and try to do spiritual warfare, to try to defend your home without the Blessed Mother, it's not a good policy. It's not going to work, especially in the rapidly changing spiritual battlefield today. In military doctrine, you have what's called force multipliers and combat multipliers. What I want to talk about next weekend is understanding the Virgin Mary's role as a force and combat multiplier. Force multiplier are operations other than combat, information, things that would help better technology, things that help multiply the number of the effectiveness of the men on the battlefield. And the combat multiplier are things that add to combat effectiveness. You know, I flew a Cobra helicopter, attack helicopter, and this adds, even if you have the same number of forces on the battlefield, guys on the ground, things like attack helicopters, other weapons and tactics can be used to help make more effective the troops on the field. And so Our Lady does that for us in the spiritual battlefield. We have to understand how to take advantage of of all the graces that she provides for us in spiritual warfare. So what does that mean? How to pray the rosary, how to utilize the rosary as a spiritual weapon, how to pray from the heart, how to pray from the heart of the church, how to conform yourself to Jesus Christ through her, how to use her to bring more effectiveness in your prayer life and your spiritual life, how to understand her not as in a minimalistic way that we often see in the church today, but in a, you know, as just not just a role model for us, but actually as a warrior queen. And this is what I want to try to teach next week. It's how she is a warrior queen and how we fight under her mantle and how we need her essentially to go fight into combat.
Dan Schneider will be one of the speakers at this year's 6th Annual Holy League Catholic Men's Conference. It is coming up on November 6th, happening at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Salem. Well, from your view, and you've seen a lot of life, you've seen what real war looks like, and you understand that spiritual battle. And what you're seeing with men today who are trying to be, you know, faithful husbands, what do you really see as that battle, that kind of ground zero, so to speak, of where the attack is happening in the life of men and the life of their families?
Yeah, well, for sure, we're up against it culturally. We're fighting an uphill battle, and culturally, against the currents of culture, social media, Hollywood, all the attacks on the family, all the attacks on manhood, undermining the authority and the dignity of what it means to be a man, a husband, and a father. So, working and teaching true values, Christian values to our children is absolutely essential. Mirroring those values to them. How do we do that? Again, when the message is counter to that, or it's 1,000 to 1, it's living it out prayerfully. How to defend your home in prayer. How to practice virtue and pass those virtues on to the children. You know, we're living in a day where really it's a diabolical disorientation. Our culture has become diabolically disoriented. How do you counteract that? How do we defend our own homes? How do we defend our families and do it in a joyful way that attracts and draws our children deeper into the faith?
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be a wonderful event. Dr. Dan Schneider going to be one of the speakers that you are going to hear at this year's Holy League Catholic Men's Conference. Well, Dan, for listeners who are excited about this year's event, they want to know a little bit more about you, maybe listen to some of your podcasts. Tell our listeners where they can hear more from you.
Well, right now I do a podcast every Wednesday on Virgin Most Powerful Radio with Jesse Romero and Jesus 911. We delve more deeply into matters of spiritual warfare and the interaction between faith and culture, and try to explain strategies and tactics for successful spiritual combat every Wednesday at 10 a.m. You can download the VMPR app or listen to us live on the internet. I think it's 9 a.m. West Coast time.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Dan, I appreciate your time. Many people in the area are looking forward to this great conference and are excited to hear you. Thank you so much for your time today.
You betcha. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you, too. And again, that is Dr. Dan Schneider. He will be at the 6th Annual Holy League Catholic Men's Conference, again, happening November 6th at St. Joseph's Church in Salem. I will be sure to add a link to where you can find all the information about the conference and the podcast that Dan talked about. You'll find that link on the podcast of this interview at materdeiradio.com.